To a lot of local music fans, Ashley Miller's new sound might be a little shocking. Not because it's noisy or avant-garde, but because it's not. Miller's usually one of Kansas City's most experimental musicians. But he now has a new band and a new recording, delivering bright African-inspired grooves with spiritually themed lyrics. Ashley Miller says that becoming a father has changed not just his music, but the way he thinks about art. KC Current's Alex Smith has the story.
Well, I rolled up my earmuffs and I shot in my hooves. I knew there was only one way, so I sunk into what I would.
For years, musician and songwriter Ashley Miller has challenged listeners with music like this track, Tea Cake at the Top. Jerky, disjointed, and chaotic, Miller's music has seemed like a puzzle that may or may not have an answer. His live performances could be funny, freaky, or scary, depending on his mood. Miller had the reputation of being one of Kansas City's most far-out musicians. But about a year and a half ago, Miller's work took a surprising change of course. He decided he wanted to make music that would make people happy. Yeah.
I can be at one with all reality until some threatening starts threatening me. My reaction happens cellularly. An emotion.
This, it's been really intentional what emotions are cultivated, where before it was maybe I was greedy or, you know, just wanted to seduce people or something. Now it's more like, okay, this is a responsibility, I need to wield this with on purpose and try to cultivate love and delight and joy.
Ashley Miller traces his artistic change to another big change in his life. In the summer of 2011, his daughter Aiko was born, and Ashley felt a special responsibility to this newest listener.
I knew for the first time that the way that I was feeling would be shown directly back to me by someone else. I know that she's going to hear what I make, because that's what I'm doing all the time. And I know that there's no way to hide it. You know, hide where it's really coming from, because children have that nature to just reveal things as they actually are. So if it's coming from the sort of like dark emotions or the lower centers of gravity, you know, it's going to be revealed.
And on your birthday, you'll be staring straight into the central sun. It feels so great to see that you're related to the only one.
On a recent weekday afternoon, Ashley Miller sat behind the giant mixing board at his home studio and offered a preview of his upcoming recording, Metatone, by his new band by the same name. Out of the big twin speakers bounced chirpy guitars and chattering beats, influenced by the pop music of Kenya and Nigeria.
I'm really inspired by African music, deeply, deeply, just the vibe and they just have this incredible ability to deal with the most complicated, heavy content, and it's all ecstatic musically, which is really appealing to me. It's just unrelentingly groovy, too.
Lots of musicians find their comfort zone away from the edges and extremes. Miller, on the other hand, says taking the middle road and making accessible songs is a lot harder for him than making his usual surreal music.
It's funny, it's more on the edge for me because I'm really safe in those places because you can just disappear into mayhem. It's really easy. So this has been actually, to me, is more risky because it's very vulnerable to stay right in the middle and just hold the center. And that to me is really noisy, actually. That to me is really edgy and noisy, is to filter out all of the other ideas that are really exotic or really heavy.
The spiritual lyrics of Metatone can be equally heavy or glib, even irreverent. They hint at Christianity one minute, Buddhism the next, and New Age after that. The songs reflect what Ashley calls internet spirituality, borrowing from whatever faith or philosophies grab his attention.
I speak the vow, and I wear the ring, and I take God
While Miller has been involved in numerous bands and countless projects, he plans on sticking with Metatone for a while, and the new perspective that's come with being a father is likely to have a long-lasting effect on his music.
It's deeply influenced it in the most profound way possible. I feel like I have a one-to-one connection with my own purpose, and it's a very humbling thing to just be a human being and understand that you have a very, very, very limited skill set. And you just kind of have to say yes to yourself.
Despite all the changes Ashley Miller's been through, he hasn't lost his love for the absurd. As the afternoon ended and Miller finished previewing the Metatone songs, he made a request for this radio story.
I would just request that we put in 10 seconds of total silence into the end of the interview. Oh, and can I say something right before the silence happens? Mm-hmm. Okay, everyone, the silence is going to happen. And as soon as it does, notice that you're noticing. And then try to notice who is noticing. Awesome.
For Casey Currents, I'm Alex Smith.